The regular season ends with a dud. Talk Packers loss with us. 94.5 ESPN is WKTI and WKTI HD Milwaukee, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
Hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now, and it was going to begin with some discussion of Cowboys and Mike McCarthy and mistakes, but I need some help first, because I like to think that I'm on the edge, the cutting edge of new and popular things, but in this instance, I'm not. And that is with Wordle.
Yeah.
I am seeing, as I scan through Twitter now, Jen Latta does this a lot. A number of other people that I consider friends do it. And I'm seeing these graphics with green and yellow and white squares. And I have not pursued a career in Wordle. Wordle? Brian Wardle?
No, you got it right the first time.
Ah, Wardle. Bradley Braves. Yeah, my guy, Wardle. Brian Wardle.
Eric, explain Wardle to me and many others, not to be confused with Packers long snapper Stephen Wardle.
All right, so it is a website based in, I believe, England, where it is a word puzzle that happens every day. There is a new one every day, and what you're trying to do is guess a five-letter word, and you have six opportunities to guess said five-letter word. And what will happen is you guess a word. For example, today I started with the word route. R-O-U-T-E.
Oh, that's a good one to start with. A lot of popular letters there.
Sure. Different people have different ideas. There's been algorithms made to figure out what's the ideal word to get you in the best spot. Like, all of it. Because this is a phenomenon, Jason. Like, this is a phenomenon, and everyone loves it. So then what I will be told is one of the tiles could turn yellow, and that means I have a letter that's in the word but in the wrong place. If it's green, that means it's in the right place. So then going forward on my next guess, I have the option of trying to place that letter that I got right in the correct place. I have the option to put out five brand new letters if I want more information. I can put the one that's in the right place and keep it there. I can do whatever I want, but I have six opportunities, and I need to get it done by the end of it. The goal is to do it as quickly as possible and in as few guesses as possible. And then what has happened is people have started to share it on Twitter, because to me it's relatively inoffensive. Like, do people that don't do it wonder, like, hey, what does this thing mean? Sure, but I'm not screaming a political viewpoint at you. I'm not like this isn't a hot topic. It's literally just a word game. And if you're interested, you can look it up and do it yourself. And if you're not, you just keep scrolling. So some people are annoyed, but I think if you're annoyed, like, just scroll past it. Like,
Matt,
I don't know.
Little braggy, Eric. Little braggy. I'm not sitting at home watching Wheel of Fortune being like, oh, got it in three letters called
out.
You could.
Vanna
turns over a couple R's. Oh, got it. I'm going to tweet out, solve that in three wheel spins.
If you did it every day, I might watch Wheel of Fortune. I might be invested enough. Like, oh, Wheel of Fortune's cool now. Let me check it out. Maybe I don't need Jesse.
Wait a minute. If Jesse's tweeting out Wheel of Fortune, that's going to make it cool in your mind?
Obviously need a different spokesperson than Jesse Nelson. No doubt about that. But this could happen. Like, it's not that difficult. Like, people could do it for Jeopardy. I don't care. You can do whatever you want. And again, the reason why I'm not bothered by it, I don't share it every day. I do it every day, but I don't share what I get. I started doing it because I saw people post about it, and if I'm interested in how many guesses this person took or whatever, I can look. And if not, I can scroll by it and it doesn't mean anything.
So, all right. So, Jesse, you are doing this too?
No, I have not done it yet, but I am familiar with what it is. It seems like something I would get addicted to real quick. And so I've kind of been leery about, like, do I want to commit to playing this game every single day? Like, if I start doing it, because you know what's going to happen, Jason? If I start doing it, then the morning time when we're prepping for the show very intricately, I'm going to start playing Wordle instead.
Yeah.
Then I'll be thinking about that. We're going to get trivia questions wrong. We're going to not have, you know, DeWitt Law Firm Q&A day and other things on the show because I'm going to forget about it. Like, I know what's good for me, and what's good for me is probably not to play Wordle every morning.
So nothing's going to change is what you're saying. Okay, so first of all, this is a cross between, like, Wheel of Fortune and Sudoku, kind of?
Sure, I think it's...
Maybe?
Yeah.
A little
all
bit.
Right, and then... What is Giannis shooting from the free throw line this season?
He's just short of 70%.
Okay. Would you say that you are shooting a better percentage at getting the Wordle, or he is shooting free throws better?
Don't be ridiculous. I never miss the word.
In six turns? You're able to get it in six turns every time?
I think it's like... Obviously, people have different strategies. I'm not going to share mine because people can do whatever they want.
I'll share how many. It only takes me three turns to get it.
The delicate genius doesn't want to tell us.
I don't want everyone else to know how to get it in three turns.
Absolutely. I'm a competitor. Like, if there's one thing you know about me, it's that I'm a competitor. So, no, I'm not going to give away any secrets. A lot of people have a lot of different theories and techniques and how they do it, and that's great. And honestly, it's to the point where this is like how sick I am. I'll look at what people have, like what they post, and because I know the word. So this is my schedule. You talked about how it's going to mess with your schedule.
Wait, it's a universal word for everyone each day?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's totally braggy. Because you're saying, oh, you got it in five. Look at me. Three.
Absolutely.
Look at all these green squares.
I'm addicted to competition. Like, yes, of course there's some bragging to it. But I don't post it, so I don't. Let me finish here. This is where it gets sick, right? So I am watching these people post what they did, and in my head, I know what the five letters are. So I can see green tile, yellow tile, and know what I can probably guess what word they put, and I can judge that word.
You're
and then,
cheating.
No.
You're cheating by looking at what other people are posting before guessing yourself.
See, that's where you're wrong. Because what I do, because I have a strange schedule, a new one comes out at roughly, I think it's midnight here. Like midnight here in the state of Wisconsin. So, because I'm addicted to my phone, and because typically what happens when I'm in bed is I scroll and scroll and scroll and do all of that, what I do now is I get in bed, I open up the Wordle for the new one, because, again, I stay up late enough that this is, like, my schedule. I do the Wordle, and I go to sleep. So I am among the first people in my timeline to do it. So it is very rare that I see anyone's before I do it. So I do it, and then the next morning I wake up, I look at people's guesses, I look at their tiles, and I'm like, that was a good opening guess, or that was a bad opening guess, or why did you have this and then do that? Like, why didn't you do this? That's where I'm at. So I'm like a sick individual. Don't get me wrong. But like,
I am
not cheating. I very often am the first person I know of.
In America to be playing.
No. I'm not saying in America. I'm saying in my timeline of curated people that I've chosen to follow. I'm among the first, so I don't see it, so I go into it fresh, and then this is a good way for me to, like, okay, I'm going to challenge my brain before I go to sleep, and then it's done. I'm out, and that's it.
You're despicable. You sit in your from the throne.
Despicable seems strong, by the way.
From the throne of your Wordle tower.
Absolutely. It is a Wordle ivory tower. There's no doubt about it.
You judge the peasants for their guesses while you sit back,
they have
not
no idea.
Sharing yours if you have a good performance or bad, but just sitting back and saying, I'll do this before all of you, and
of
I'll judge you all as you do it all throughout the next day. Not so good, Max. Not so good, Tausch. Come on.
Philistines. Everyone. That's what it is. It is me in my ivory tower silently judging everyone. I don't put it out there. I just silently judge people.
Well, first of all, if I could get a plug in for our new company that owns The Athletic, or will soon, the New York Times, they have their game section, and they have something called Spelling Bee,
yes,
which I try to play every day. It keeps my brain, as I get an advancing age, sharp, and I love words. You guys know I like to read on the radio. I love words. So I should be playing Wordle at the same time. Listening to your addiction,
yeah.
Can I say?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know about if I want to get involved in that there, Jim.
So, but this is all I'm telling you. It's simple. I'm going to take, like, the 10 minutes. So this is why, again, it's an addiction. Fine. But it's a healthy addiction, right? Because I'm replacing my scrolling in phone addiction with a word puzzle before I go to sleep.
Phone! What's the difference? Your eyes are doing the same thing!
Do I think it is better for me to do a word puzzle on my phone than it is to scroll through Twitter or Instagram or, like, check on my friends' meaningless posts on Snapchat? Yes, I do. I do think that's better. I do think that's healthier. And again, will it get to an unhealthy place?
Yes.
Of course it will. I'm a competition addict. It will get unhealthy.
Yeah.
But for now, it feels pretty good.
Why stay more connected to people I care about and seeing what they're up to when instead I can guess panic in two guesses and share it discreetly with only myself and maybe one other person and see how the rest of the world does when I wake up in the morning?
Okay, so right there, panic was a word in the last week, which would suggest Jesse has played or he's checking in. Because he claimed he didn't play, but he just mentioned one of the words in the last week. Jesse is playing Wordle. He's trying to lie to
I'm
you.
I'm not.
He's
I got busted. Playing. We got a tweet. Now people, this is what's happening. Now we brought this up. Now people are starting to tweet us what their Wordle scores are. Because it's irritating. Harry, look, I got it in 2 the other day. Clinkster, I got it in 3 out of 6. Look at me. I don't care. I don't care how many guesses you got Wordle in. Would you guys like to know I solved the bonus round puzzle the other day? It was, what are you doing? Got it in 2 seconds. Marissa or whoever was playing, she couldn't figure it out, but I got it. I'm going to tweet the world.
I'll be honest with you, Jesse. I don't know if I follow you on Twitter, but go ahead. Post it. Post it on Twitter, and we'll see if I scroll past or I go in and see what the puzzle was on Wheel of Fortune. I might. I don't know. Like, I'm such an addict that I might see it and be like, you know what? I can do it better than Jesse. I might. I don't know. But maybe I'll just scroll past. It doesn't affect you.
Like, let's just have Aaron Rodgers start tweeting out the answer to Final Jeopardy every day. And then everyone else around the world, whatever Jeopardy airs on your local station, can see what it is. And be
see,
like,
but that's the thing. You don't, like, it's not an answer. It's tiles. Like, if you haven't played the game yet, it's just tiles.
Unbelievable.
Has tiles been a word? That's 5 letters. I'm wondering if does Aaron Rodgers guess relax for his opening guess each and every time he plays?
Oh. I mean, two vowels in an R, that's not like the worst word you could
the
say.
The X
I mean,
is kind of a throwaway. X
like
is
that,
a throwaway.
The L and the X are throwaways, but the other two letters would be helpful.
Well, that sounds to me like you're starting to share a little bit of your secrets. So be a little careful, Mr. Competition Addict. Promised, there was plenty of competition between the 49ers and the Cowboys, especially at the end, where they seemed to be competing to figure out who didn't want to win the game more, if that makes sense. They both tried to give it away, which I thought was surprising. So let's talk about them coming up next. We should also talk about the fact that baseball season, if they can solve their labor issues, which is a pretty big if, is right around the corner. And if you're a Brewers fan, you want to be ready if and when the season starts. And with Associated Bank and Brewers Checking, they will help get you ready. Now, the season is scheduled to start on March 31st. So if you open an Associated Bank Brewers Checking account by February 28th, you will get two opening day tickets for free. And on top of that, if you're already an existing Associated Bank customer with a checking account, well, you can refer your friends, and when they open a qualifying account, you'll both get that pair of tickets. Now, supplies are limited, so act fast. Visit AssociatedBank.com/Brewers to find out more. Cowboys 49ers, and then more competition. The Steinhoffels Winter Getaway Giveaway. The ball must be rolled. Our final roll today on the Wilde Family Ski Ball Machine that we bought at Steinhoffels for Christmas. That's coming up as well. Stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Wilde and Tausch continues next on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And sponsored by American Family Insurance. Fearlessly, get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Can you guys stop playing Wordle so we can continue the show?
Oh my god.
You know I'm already done. I told you I did it last night.
Becca's listening.
I see Max.
She's got the day off today. She's at home listening to our show. She just texted me the answer to today. She goes, "This is awesome." So now he got a new Wordler, and she's in my own home.
I love it. I love it so much.
So wait, so Becca had not played, and we're giving away free advertising for Wordle? Is that what we're doing with Tausch Brown?
That's exactly what just happened.
Honestly,
yeah.
It is a little embarrassing. Like, you got to get paid, right? Like, you don't just give stuff away for free. I should have got paid for that.
I'm Eric Name for Wordle.
I would totally do it. Oh, my God. Well, yeah, absolutely.
While we know she's listening, maybe we should talk about the Blue Mountains, and then she'll send me a Coors Light to have at noon or something. Who knows?
Ooh, a noon
maybe you can appeal your 2-year ban from Packers games in person over the air, and maybe you can convince her to let you go to the game on Saturday night since you're so excited to have the Packers be playing on Saturday night. So, the Packers are playing on Saturday night against the 49ers because the 49ers went down to Dallas, got out to a 23-7 lead, and then held on for dear life to win that game. And, Eric, as I watched that unfold, the first thought I had was I wanted the Chargers and the Raiders to tie, and they seemed to be doing what I wanted them to do. And then it appeared that the Cowboys and the 49ers also wanted a tie because neither one of them really wanted to win the game, from what I could see. Why, when you decide to go for it on fourth and like an inch, are you moving your tackle around to just get the quarterback sneak and end the game? That part made no sense to me. There were other parts that obviously didn't as well. But that game, it should have never come down to the opportunity for a questionable quarterback draw with 14 seconds left, and then the mayhem that ensued after he ran too far and gave himself up too late.
There's so many hilarious plays in that game. Like, so, of course, the false start, just unbelievably stupid. Like, why give yourself a chance to make a mistake? That is close game management 101. Limit the possible mistakes your team could make. Just go out and do the thing. Like, just go run just run the quarterback sneak. But that isn't even like, I don't even know if that's, it's clearly not the worst call of the game. I don't even know if it's in the top five, because you mentioned you decide with Dak Prescott, we're going to run this. And obviously, Dak Prescott should know you give the ball to the umpire, but also you put Dak Prescott in a situation that he probably is very rarely in. Like, if you're a wide receiver, you go through the two-minute drill, you know, find the umpire, give him the ball. The quarterback should know that, but also there's probably not a lot of times where the quarterback actually runs the ball in one of those situations.
So is the one with the ball, right.
You're putting him in a situation that he typically is not in. And then you have a brilliant, genius fake punt. You got it. And then you decide that the call after it is a tempo play, that your goal was to get the 49ers to call a timeout after you got a first down. You decided that you wanted to get them to call a timeout because they were going to be so frazzled. They'd have no idea. Oh my gosh, what are we going to do? The punter is at quarterback. We need a timeout because the punter's at quarterback. Oh no, the punter is at quarterback. How are we going to stop this? Oh, and the linemen are all 240 pounds because they're special teamers and not offensive linemen. What will we do? Oh no, someone call a timeout. What? Like, it's comedy. The fourth quarter was absolute comedy.
I mean, not to mention the wide receiver on the fourth down play who was open with a good throw from Dak and just trips trying to field the ball in center field, almost comes up with a Dez Bryant catch. Like, the whole thing, it was just incredible drama and comedy and all wrapped up in one.
That brought
to you by Nickelodeon.
Honestly, that's I think Pablo Torre tweeted something similar to this, but like, the best thing about the NFL's product is you can have absolutely horrendous football played. Like that fourth quarter, there were mistakes the entire time, and the entertainment and drama is endless. I was on pins and needles watching the entire fourth quarter. I loved all of it. Was I laughing some of the time at the team? Yes. Was I amazed at the stupidity? Of course. But I was entertained the whole time. Like, bad football, wildly entertaining. Good for the NFL.
This show is really impacting my ability to get my game of Wordle done, so I'm going to have to take another break here at some point so I can play. Don't tell me the word, Becca. I'm not going to play. But what we are going to play is the Steinhoffel's Winter Getaway Giveaway. Now, if you've been playing along at the end of last week, today is the final day of the Steinhoffel's Winter Getaway Sale, where with your qualifying purchase of $1,999 or more, you get a free two-night hotel stay pretty much anywhere and almost any time. You got to check the official rules at steinhoffels.com to get all the details. But basically, buy yourself a new living room set, and you've got a really sweet hotel stay. And you don't have to take it to Green Bay, Wisconsin. You can take it pretty much everywhere but Hawaii, if I'm reading the rules correctly.
No Hawaii, and you can't go over Memorial Day in Hawaii. Pretty much everything else is good.
So check out steinhoffels.com to shop their sale and to find out more about it. But we have been playing with our skee ball machine that we bought from Steinhoffels for the girls for Christmas. I have been rolling a skee ball each day, and then the person who has been assigned that point value is then entered into the drawing, which we will do at the end of today's show. So we've got two entries from Thursday and Friday, and now we need one more entry. So we need six callers. The first six callers, Max is standing by waiting for the phone to ring at 800-990-3776. 800-990-3776. Now, for those of you that are unfamiliar with skee ball and apparently the rules, which I was unfamiliar with, I learned that I can't kneel when I'm throwing my skee ball.
What?
So I stood up. I will stand up for this one. I did not stand up for the first two. Those are still valid, though. We're not going to go back into the Skee Ball Association of America and redo those. But I will stand up for this one.
What?
You look confused.
Incredibly confused.
So it's a low alley, and it actually, if you do it correctly on the kneel thing, which, quite frankly, I do a better job of kneeling when I'm playing a game than Dak Prescott did when he should have yesterday.
Zing.
But nice.
You've got a pretty good lower angle, and I've really developed a rhythm.
I mean, I saw you do it.
My accuracy.
Yeah, I saw you do it. Like, so who had the... Oh, it was Jesse. Jesse had a problem. Like, a real stickler. Like, a real... a real hall monitor type?
I didn't want to break the rules. Tausch, I think, was more offended by it than I was. But if it's against the rules,
because I'm not sure Tausch can get that low anymore.
Well, he's not even here on a company holiday, nonetheless, unbelievable.
That's true. Yes, national holiday.
The kneeling technique—it's a little shady, Jason. It's a little shady. So I'm glad we're getting away from it.
Anytime I've played skee ball, tickets were on the line, right? Like I'm trying to win tickets somewhere. If you think for a second I didn't cheat every time I was trying to get tickets and get something from the top shelf of one of these ticket depositories, you're out of your mind. I cheated all the time. So this is like low-level cheating. Like this, like Jason's just sitting here on his knee. There's still some skill involved. Like you could do ski, like there was like a basketball one where you could just like, it was so low that you could just like tap the sensor and like you could get tickets that way. Like, come on. Like, this is low level cheating. This is even good cheating. This is like still making sure there's some level of skill.
I have this vision of a young Eric Name in like, the Chuck E. Cheese in like Germantown or Hartford or something, climbing up the ramp with his skee balls and just repeatedly dropping them into the 100, and he's getting perfect 900 scores for every round, and then he's going and getting himself the big stuffed animal or the plush logo basketball of like the Sacramento Kings or whatever was on the top shelf.
You know, I had a pile of plush basketballs. I had a million of them. And by the way, I had an older brother and sister, so this was a team effort. I wasn't cheating by myself.
Remember during the Wordle discussion I said Eric Name was despicable?
Okay, yeah. At a Chunky Cheese, I am despicable. That's undeniable. But Wordle, I play clean.
Well, we will get our six callers, 800-990-3776. First person gets the 10 points. Second caller, 20. 30, 40, 50. And then the sixth caller gets the 100 spot. I don't have the guts, though. Bad news for you if you're the sixth caller. I don't think I'm going to go for 100 because it's either 100 or 10 if I miss. I don't want to do that, so we will do the roll. We will have our caller who is entered after this, and then we'll do our drawing for the hotel night giveaway toward the end of the show. That's coming up. It's Wilde and Tausch.
On air, online, and on demand. Get all your favorite ESPN Wisconsin content anywhere you get your podcasts for free. The new Wisconsin On Demand. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's everywhere, man. You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you. And baby, it's amazing I'm in this place with you. I just can't crack your code. One day you're screaming your love and loud. The next day you're so cold. One day you're here, one day you're there. One day you care, you're so unfair. Sipping from your cup till it runneth over. Holy grail.
Well, the final ball has been rolled. Jesse, I rarely want your feedback. But I'll take it here. What you saw from my form standing up, you are the self-proclaimed best bowler on the panel. I'd be hard-pressed to beat you based on how long it's been since I've consistently rolled a bowling ball. I can't just walk out there and roll a 200 like you did. What would you say about my skee ball rolling from a standing position?
I think we got in your head a little bit, Jason. I think we got in your head.
Definitely.
I think your rhythm was disrupted, and just like a pitcher, a quarterback, a shooting guard that's powering through an injury, when you got to disrupt the rhythm, you're definitely working through some things, and you were wide left. You were wide left on that roll. It was not your finest work.
Poor. Yeah, it was really not good.
So Jesse, what's your bowling average? Like, are you a league bowler?
I am not a league bowler. However, I did fill in at Stubby's in Waterloo a few weeks ago on the Tuesday night team.
What are you doing, name? I mean, what are you doing?
I'm a competitor.
Why would you ask him that?
Because I want to know if I can beat him.
We have commercial breaks for you to discuss his greatness as a bowler. Instead, now everyone gets to enjoy it again. He's going to start sending you action videos of himself, crossover strikes.
If we've learned anything about me today, it's that I have a problem with competition. Like, we've learned that.
We have learned that.
I'm very curious what he's done so I know if I can beat it.
So in my one league performance in the last 15 years, 12 years, over at Stubby's in late October.
Keep it moving.
I ended up getting into the paper, the Courier, because of my fantastic performance in the Tuesday league with a 566 series, resulting in a 188, we'll call it, average. 188 and two-thirds, technically.
Right.
188, we'll say. And that's coming in cold off the street. 188 average for three games.
Wow. That's impressive.
He's a stud. Just ask him. He'll tell you. That is impressive, actually, in fairness to Jesse. That said, my understanding is they did, despite your excellent bowling, they didn't want you back?
Yeah, I haven't been. In fact, I got duped one week. They said, we need you this week. And I got all ready and got the shirt, got the, you know, shined the balls up a little. And then I got a text about 30 minutes before saying, actually, we're good. We don't need you.
Just wait a second. So you own your own ball?
I got two. Got a strike ball and a spare ball. Any real bowler would have. Man. You have your own regular ball.
I love it.
And you have the plastic ball that you're throwing straight on for the corner pins. Name? If you knew anything about bowling, you would know that you got to at least have one of those.
All right, so here's the thing. My great uncle is in the Pro Bowling Hall of Fame. Yes. I don't know if he still is top 10 all-time in PBA wins, but he was at one point.
Well, I earned a trophy for fifth place at state. That's in the Alpine Lanes trophy case in downtown Muskego, Wisconsin.
I love it.
Well, that's outstanding. My bowling of the ski ball was not outstanding. I got a 20 points. I was not able to use my.
How did you get a 20?
20.
I was going for 50. Jesse's right, man. Whoever decided that we were going to follow the International Ski Ball Association rules, I don't even know if that's an actual governing body. It was Ashton who looked this up on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But apparently you have to have 2 feet firmly planted on the ground when you roll, and that did not do – I did not get enough practice. And I don't want to cheat like some people do with Wordle. And instead, I rolled one ball, and that's what I got. So caller two is our contestant for today. That means we've got three folks that have now been qualified to be drawn as the winner later on in the show. Corey in Waukesha, congratulations. You might have thought, well, 20, that's not a very good number. Well, congratulations, I stink. And thus, you have a chance for that hotel stay from Steinhoffel's. Now, I did want to touch on one other thing because it's been interesting to see some of the responses that we've gotten about the Packers' opponents in the playoffs with the 49ers coming to Lambeau Field. Jason emails in, which I didn't realize we still took emails. I thought we were all about the First Midwest Bank Talk and Text Line and Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn where I keep getting
big
messages.
LinkedIn.
That's the email inbox presented by Wordle.
Not if you're not getting paid for it. It's not presented by Wordle. Are you getting like extra turns? Are they sending you an extra word every day now because of your...
So you should read the New York Times story one of our listeners sent on it. It's actually a very sweet story. It's an engineer made it for his partner. Like, he wanted his partner... His last name is Wardle, W-A-R-D-L-E. and he wanted to, like, give her something to work on, like, every day. So it's like a sweet present that he gave.
He assigned her homework as a gift?
No, she... Come on, man. This is the type of nerdy love story you should be... You should enjoy, Jason. Like, this is... There's love involved. There's words involved. Mm. This is, like, right up your alley.
This sounds like when Becca and I play a board game at home and she wants to brag about beating me in Ticket to Ride by 105. This doesn't sound like a love story. This sounds like competition and bragging.
I don't care what's going on in your personal life, Jesse. I don't care what's going on in your personal life.
He only cares about your bowling because he wants to know if his uncle could beat you. Wait a minute. What is... I was so excited to read this email, and now I have to... What game are you playing with your wife?
Ticket to Ride.
It is
a good board game. It's a good board game. It is a
fantastic board game. All-time favorite
Beatles
board game.
Beatles-based?
No, you can sing the song if you want, but no, it's... My friend describes it. He's the one who introduced us to the game. He describes it as a cross between Monopoly and Tic-Tac-Toe. I don't know if that's particularly true.
There's a junior version of it, and I have wrecked my niece and nephew at it. They don't have a chance against me.
I take it to them
every time we play.
Despicable Eric name. You build trains from city to city like it's the Wild West, and then you like claim routes, and you get points for going from certain cities like across the country are worth more than the ones that are like right next to each other. It's fun, yeah. Great game.
So it's more popular than Canyon, which you got as a gift from Taos.
Have you played Canyon yet with your beautiful bride?
That
might be on the agenda for tonight, Jason. That's going to be on the agenda tonight. You know, she's got the day off. I don't. So we're working on activities for the evening. I think Canyon's going to be there tonight.
More about Jesse's personal life coming up. Also, I am going to get to this email because I think this is an interesting twist on my theory that this is not the best matchup the Packers could have asked for in their divisional round game against the 49ers, and that there were other teams they might have been better off with. Another person named Jason pushes back on that. We'll read his email next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Wilde and Tausch is presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella at 855-PELLA-WI or visit online at PellaWI.com/radio. A Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you.
Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the
I'm going to get to this email before we run out of clock in the 10 o'clock hour. But do you have to cover that Bucks game that's going to be going on simultaneously with the Packers playoff game? Would the Athletic frown upon you skipping that game?
Yeah, they would.
Okay.
But honestly, my angle here, I've been thinking about it. Tyrese Halliburton plays for the Sacramento Kings, a proud graduate of, I think, Oshkosh North High School, if I remember correctly, which Oshkosh school he's from. I'm honestly fascinated if his parents are going to be at the Kings game or they're going to be in Lambeau. There's a non-zero chance that they have Packers tickets, like Packers season tickets. Like, they're from Oshkosh. They might have Packers season tickets and might have to make a really tough decision between their son and the Green Bay Packers.
Nah. I mean, that's not that. If they do have season tickets, he's on the Kings. They only play in Milwaukee once a year, and they're the Kings.
But so, he's a professional basketball player. They can fly out, like, different places.
Oh, sure, yeah, but that's the hometown team.
Yeah, that's great. I'm glad you brought that up because, quite frankly, it's my job to cover Packers 49ers, and I'm sitting here thinking, how can I coach Sydney's basketball, fifth-grade basketball team for their games in, like, Hortonville at 3-5-7 and still manage to get the game covered? And I don't think it's...
Just wait. Were you about to ask me to come to Hortonville and coach 3, 5, and 7? Like,
correct.
Okay,
oh, that's exactly what I was
cousin
gonna ask.
Sub coach of the night. Wow. Yeah,
dude, your there level you of basketball acumen. Can you imagine how much better coached these girls would be? I'm not kidding. I am, and this is before I had even watched the show. I am Ted Lasso. Like, I have no right. business coaching this team. I am all about positive reinforcement, telling them all the things they're doing well. I'm pointing at the scoreboard saying, I don't care about what that says. I care about how we play, and the scoreboard will take care of itself. That would explain why we're off to a 1-5 start, perhaps. But the girls are improving. Yeah. They are having a blast, and they're not getting yelled at, so those are good things. Nevertheless, they could use a little more, I don't know, say basketball insight, and someone who played at a high level and now covers a league at a high level might be a pretty good substitute.
Well, the tough part is there's going to be a lot of yelling. Gonna be on the line.
True.
Get on the line, kids.
He's addicted to competition, Jason. He's despicable. He's despicable, Eric Name.
He's dominating his niece and nephew at the train game, whatever that was. Ticket to Ride.
That's absolutely right. And they're not in fifth grade. They're younger.
Jason, I am not invited to the Packers game on Saturday, so if you need a sub to coach the team, I am available.
You
just want to volunteer my services.
You're drinking at noon. There's no way you're going to be ready for that.
You can do that and still show up for the 5 o'clock game, Eric.
Great opportunity for another old reference, which would be from Hoosiers as Shooter stumbles in. That'll be Jesse. Hey, you're out of position to make the call. No, Jesse, they don't need you. We'll be good. We'll figure something out. All right. I want to get to this email before we run out of time again because we're having so much fun with Eric Name, our cousin sub of the day. This comes from Jason. I agree with your points of why the San Francisco matchup is problematic for Green Bay. But I prefer the San Francisco matchup for one reason, the quarterback. I don't think Garoppolo is a bad quarterback, but he isn't a game-changing quarterback either. For me, Stafford and Murray are far more likely to make game-changing plays with their arm and or feet, and I think Green Bay benefits from having the chance to avoid those quarterbacks. What do you think? Agree or disagree?
I sort of lean towards agreeing. I just think so much of playoff football comes down to the quarterback that, man, it's tough to see. I know teams do it, right? Like, there's been plenty of examples where you lean into the defense, you don't have a great quarterback, you have a game manager, and it works out. But, man, I don't know that I fear game managers. I don't fear that general idea. And I understand the rush defense has been, what, like 26th, 28th, 29th in the final 7 weeks of the season or whatever it is. I get that. But that doesn't, to me, strike fear in the way that a quarterback does. So I don't think that's crazy from Jason, maybe the smarter Jason that's contributed to the show today.
Wow.
That seems superfluous. Jesse, what about you?
Yeah, I mean, if these teams were more evenly matched across the board, I might lean. But, I mean, when you've got a Hall of Fame quarterback, one of the best wide receivers, if not the best wide receiver in the league, this is the whole "this team is stacked" mantra that Tausch has had since August. You know, great offensive line, solid defense, getting a help back in the secondary. Linebackers have been good, and they might be getting some help back there. Like, when the Packers are as fundamentally sound and with great players at almost every position group across the board, I'm not necessarily worried about one facet of the game that the 49ers could be better at. Don't get me wrong. The 49ers are a good team, and the way that they play, they can provide trouble for the Packers. I wouldn't be surprised if the 49ers are leading the game at halftime. But I'm not going to be worried until late fourth quarter if the Packers are still down and are getting the doors blown off. Like, then we start to have the conversation. But I just don't think the Packers are bad enough in any one particular place that the 49ers will be able to exploit that like they did in 2019 or in 2012 or any of these other times they've met in the playoffs.
Man, the besmirching of Jimmy G. The degree to which you guys just are poo-pooing him.
Poo-poo.
Did you watch yesterday? Murray doesn't have his best receiver at his disposal. Matthew Stafford stinks. As our friend Matt Schneidman would say, he stinks when he has to play in cold weather in Green Bay. He's not good enough. He's not going to be good enough, in my opinion. Now, if you want to look at that team and say, well, they'd have all this motivation after the way last year went and everything, fine. They're getting Cam Akers back. He's back in the mix. Fine. But I don't see a whole lot of difference between Matthew Stafford at Lambeau Field and Jimmy Garoppolo at Lambeau Field. I just don't. I think they're both roughly the same guy.
There's only one reason, Jason, that Dak Prescott was in the situation to do the slide at the end of that game yesterday. And it's because
They moved their tackle to the other side of the line of scrimmage just sneaking for an inch.
There's actually like 12 reasons that they got to that point, but one of the big reasons was that Jimmy G was choking that game away in the fourth quarter yesterday for the 49ers. They should have won that game by 3 scores, and instead they were in a position where the official tackling Dak Prescott came into play at the end of the game as the Cowboys were on the move. Jimmy G did not manage that game. He wasn't a good game manager yesterday. They got up early, they got some field goals, but they were choking that game away in the fourth quarter. Dallas was just better at choking it away when it came down to it.
I'm okay with besmirching Matthew Stafford and Jimmy G in the same fashion. I would not include Kyler Murray in that discussion. Kyler Murray's legit scary.
I agree.
That dude is super talented, legitimately very scary. That would be the only thing I would add here.
Although they do seem to be a bit of a scattershot mess in the final half of the season, that team. They were the juggernaut. Then the Packers beat them without their top three wide receivers. And after that, you didn't know what you were going to get from the Cardinals. Either way, it was going to be either the Cardinals, the Rams, or the 49ers, all coming from the West to play at a cold but not bitterly cold Lambeau Field now Saturday night, as it turns out. We will kick off the 11 o'clock hour. It will include Wilde and Tausch trivia and Wonelli, and drawing a winner for our Steinhoffel's winter getaway giveaway. That's all still ahead. So come on back in 2 minutes. It's Wilde and Tausch.
At Cousin Sub.